Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online from Orange City Council, Councillor Jo McCrae, good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil.
Now, there was a job expo that happened here in town on Wednesday. A great turnout, I believe.
It was amazing to see hundreds of young people from Orange schools and Bathurst schools, as well as Yeovil and Molong, come through the Jobs Expo and try a trade day. And look, I'd just put a shout out that local councils are huge employers in our area. Orange City Council has a number of positions available at the moment. So think of your local council if you are looking for employment. At the moment, Orange could be the caravan park, horticultural services, community services, or even HR. But it was amazing to see the range of jobs on offer in our region at the Try Trade Day, and really quite inspiring to see the range of young people looking at continuing to work in our region.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Orange Civic Theatre, this gem that we have in amongst our community, it gets some of the biggest names in the world. Just two nights ago, David Strassman, international comedian. I went earlier this year to see the music of James Taylor and Carole King, which was just brilliant. It is such a good facility.
It is an amazing facility, and this week we've seen the launch of the theatre subscription season for 2020, and it is a diverse annual program of local and touring musicians, theatre events, performers. But when you've got, you know, the Australian Doctors Orchestra is certainly unique, but we've got Circus Oz, the Sydney Dance Company, Opera Australia and the Sydney Comedy Festival on the 2020 program, as well as the amazing range of local performers, including the Orange Theatre Company, Colour City Chamber Orchestra, the Orange Symphony Orchestra. And to be honest, there's not a week that goes by you don't see some kind of dance, festival, performance. The local Estedford books it up for weeks on end. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing facility and venue, and I'm just excited to see the program for 2020 in terms of the subscriptions and the chance to get in early to book your tickets, because a lot of these events do sell out quickly, but they add such a rich cultural experience for so many people in our community and across the area who come into Orange to go to our theatre.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. Couldn't agree with you more. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, when these events come, they need to be well supported. Otherwise, they'll stop coming. So keep making sure you get your tickets and head along to the Orange Civic Theatre. Now, Orange Energy Week is on next week. What's this about?
This is really focusing on business efficiencies and how we can improve our sustainability and reduce our bills, particularly for business owners. It's a partnership between the New South Wales Government, New South Wales Business Chamber and Orange City Council in a pilot program really focusing on how to reduce bills and costs for energy. It's going to include a public forum, but also individual consultations and site visits. It's a full week, 18 to the 22nd of November. I'd encourage local business owners to contact council to find out more, but there'll be a Monday evening forum and a Thursday evening workshop and networking event. So look, lots of opportunities for local business owners to find out more, but also cut the costs on their bills with expertise from really the big guns when it comes to managing your energy costs.
Yeah, absolutely, indeed. All right, now water usage, some good news here. Not so much in water supplies, but we all seem to be doing the right thing.
Councillors are updated regularly with the water usage per person per day, and Orange residents across the board, we're using 130 litres per person per day. So that's great to see us saving water, particularly as our dry conditions continue. So can I just say, keep up the great work.
Yeah, indeed. Councillor Jo McCrae is with me from Orange City Council. Jo, thanks for your time this morning, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Neil.